Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad, and you'll be able to, that'll let me know that you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or opinions. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. There is so much to go over. I know there's so much to go over and so many things to do. I don't really know where to start. But just a few things here before I get started. There's so much being said about this presidential election and so much stuff going on behind the this Donald Trump stuff. You know, for me, I believe that the country is being more and more divided by this election. And again, I told you guys before, whether it was Trump or whether it was Clinton, you still have to continue to live your life. Still have to continue to take care of your family, go to work, make money, and stay on your grind. Stay on, continue to do what you need to do to move things forward. Continue to stay on your grind. Continue to keep your goals in front of you as far as what you want to do for yourself and your family or what have you. You have to continue to do that. And I don't believe that within these next 4 years that, you know, he's going to be able to accomplish some of the things that he wants to accomplish. I just don't think it's going to happen. So, you know, I don't think that you guys should get yourself so worked up and start the protests and harm people and do all this kind of stuff within there. I mean, I just don't see it, okay? So, I mean, I don't know if you're going to listen to me or what have you, but take your time, man, continue to... again, take care of your family and do things right. Okay? Don't forget that. You know, if you're part of some of these protests and some of these groups and all, just don't be a part of the violence. Okay? Just don't be a part of the violence. Now, today's weather right now is 54 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 69, low tonight 41. High tomorrow, 72. Thursday, 76. Sunshine. Friday, 75 and sunshine. Mid to high 70s and low to mid 40s at night. So, which is great fall weather as we head into Thanksgiving, right? As we head into Thanksgiving. I tell you, there's so many Christmas commercials out now. And we haven't even hit Thanksgiving. But, again, these retailers are needing the money, so they're pushing this stuff way, way too fast. Today's word of the day, and I don't pick these words, guys, is quid pro quo. Quid pro quo. Quid pro quo is a noun, and it means something given or received for something else. And it could mean a deal arranging such an exchange. Something given or received for something else. So, you know, that sounds like groceries. You give money to receive groceries, right? And that could be considered quid. So you can do that, take that and put it in your memory bank or whatever you want to do with that, fine with me. All right, so Again, guys, take your time, relax, and think about what's going on with this presidential election stuff. And again, take care of your families. Continue on your grind. Continue to do the things that you want to do and move forward. I don't think you'll have a problem there. Now, today's episode is entitled, Do Women Cheat in Relationships More Than Men? And again, I see there are more people joining the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, you can call into the show, 818-301-5834, and just press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to make a comment or an opinion. Now, I know that because of the title of the episode, that you guys may be, I'm sure you have an opinion and or a comment, and I'd like to hear it. All right? Let's see. Do women cheat in relationships more than men? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to discuss this. I found an article that I think really hits home here. Not hits home, but push this into perspective for everyone to understand. And I know that, you know, people don't want to believe some of these things, and especially in your relationship. But again, whether it's a man or a woman who's cheating, you know, prevent it. You could try to stop it. But if a man or a woman wants to cheat, they're going to cheat. Okay? If a man or a woman wants to cheat, they're going to cheat. So I believe that that you guys should try to do your best to make your relationship work. You have to compromise in a relationship. Some people don't want to do that, but you have to compromise in a relationship. So I'm on this site called the Cheat Sheet, cheatsheet.com, and you guys can go there and check it out. I'm in the health and fitness portion of this, and they're questioning a doctor, okay, and to see what their opinions are when it comes to women cheating in relationships. And it says, who cheats more, men or women, and why do partners sometimes feel the need to cheat? When it comes to infidelity, the reasons vary for men and women. In fact, gender often plays some role in what led to the indiscretion. For example, one reason men often stray is because they don't feel respected by their partner. In a recent conversation with the Cheat Sheet, Leslie Doors, couples consultant and author, told us cheating among women is often due to unmet emotional needs. And the Cheat Sheet asked this consultant or this doctor, Jeanette Raymond, despite the common belief that men tend to be cheaters, is it a possibility that women are more likely to cheat than men? Dr. Jeanette Raymond says, absolutely. Women who have outgrown their dependency on their partners often cheat just for the exhilaration of being free and in control of their lives. Now, you know, when you think about that part of this, I believe that can be true as well. Some women, and it's known that some women who make more money than the man in the household, tend to cheat on their man. And that's what it says right there. They have outgrown their dependency on their partner. They don't want to rock the boat too much, nor do they want to feel trapped and forced to restrict themselves to a narrow lifestyle. Cheating is a great way of having that balance. And she says she knows someone who is married with young children who goes out dancing, picks up guys, and cheats. She wants freedom because her husband is clingy and wants her to devote herself to him, which she did in the early days of their relationship. She wants to explore parts of herself that she suppressed earlier in order to get a guy. Now, for me, that right there is that's cheating. But at the same time, I think that's stupid of that woman. Okay, so she's got kids at home and a husband at home. And now she's out dancing and she's picking up guys, and then she goes and cheats with them. Well, who are these guys? See, and that's what I say all the time. Unless it's a guy that she's been dating and seeing and know him and you know, been talking on the phone and know all about him, but to go dancing and pick up a random guy in a dance club, that's pretty stupid. And when that happens, when that happens, she may go out and sleep with him or whatever. But what happens over the next few days? Okay? You thinking about him, and you at home with your husband and your kids, and you're thinking about him, and you may go see him again. But believe me, if you picked him up in the club and he went out and went to a hotel or whatever and slept with you, how many other women has he done that to? Obviously, he's maybe a good-looking guy and you were attracted to him. You were attracted to him physically. And, you know, it's the same thing on the other side. Men that go out to these clubs and stuff and look for women or women to sleep with, if she's going to come back from the club with you and sleep with you, you don't think that she's done that a few times before? And there's no telling what's going on with this woman. Okay, let's go to the next part. What are some reasons women cheat on their partner? And Dr. Raymond says, some women who change and grow but want to maintain their relationship status choose to be self-indulgent and let loose. Some women cheat to get their partners jealous so that the relationship becomes exciting again if it was in the doldrums. Others cheat because their mothers did. Many women grow up in homes where their mothers have multiple partners, often simultaneously, and it becomes a norm. Hey, well, if you grew up in that environment where your mom had many different partners and she was out there, so to speak, then I can't fault a woman for that, because she knows nothing else. It's just like kids. You grow up in an environment of welfare and poverty, usually that's where you're going to gravitate to, with your family's welfare and poverty, because that's all you know. That's all you've been taught. And a lot of people get out of those situations and, you know, realize something different, but a lot of them can't. And I really do understand that, okay? And then as far as, you know, cheating to get their partners jealous so the relationship becomes exciting, I don't see that, okay? If you're going to make me jealous by sleeping with someone else, you know what my first thing going to be? You go ahead If I find out that you've been sleeping with someone else, you go ahead, you be with that person because you don't want to be with me. You want to sleep with him. You can't sleep with us both. So I'm gonna send you on about your way, and you can go and stay with him and sleep with him, and y'all can be happy. That's what you want. You know, I don't feel like it's something that you're doing to make me jealous. How could what's the rationale behind that? Think there is any. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call. There's a lot of people. I'm looking at least 60 people, 50 or 60 people listening in to the show as far as called in right now. And you guys can just press the number one on your keypad and give your comments or opinions. Now, here's another question. How can a man make a woman partner feel more loved and accepted? And here we go. We get into the meat of this. The doctor says noticing, acknowledging, and facilitating their partner's psychological, emotional, and social growth is the essence of the capacity to love. Encouraging your partner to be who she is and to fulfill her personal goals as women are the best ways to honor and accept her. And I believe that, I always try to push my wife to be sometimes to do more than she's doing. She owns her own business, so I try to get her to, you know, get out there more and grow her business and become, that's what she wants to do. So I encourage her to do that. And I think that if someone's having a problem within their relationship, I think that some women to grab a hold of a man who will compliment them and encourage them and tell them how great they are, and they'll gravitate towards that, especially if they're not getting it at home. Okay? Especially if they're not getting it at home. Now, all the women that are listening to the show, I'm not condoning that. I'm just saying that I believe that happens a lot. Is that maybe in the workplace or wherever, there are men out there who understand this, and they'll compliment you to no end if they feel like they're getting somewhere by doing that. You know, you compliment a woman, and you may not do it on purpose, but you compliment a woman, and she says, you know, a lot of times you hear them say, flattery will get you everywhere. So you compliment her, and that flatters her, and she says, flattery will get you everywhere. And a man will jump on that and continue to do that, you know, on and on and on again. And but that, you know, like I said, that's something that happens. And you know, if you're in a relationship, you're wife or whatever, or even a girlfriend, you have to continue to compliment her and let her know. You have to, you know, like, work on her emotions. And I'm just saying this to my guys. Work on her emotions. Because if you know anything about women, they are emotional. Now I want to hit this. Something's going on here. But anyway, what I was saying is that when you start to, and I think I just lost power in the show, guys, but I'm sure you guys are still holding on and listening here. But I'm just going to wing it from here. When you guys, ladies out there, there is, if you're going to start to cheat and see other men and things like that, you know, I've seen, I've heard of a lot of things saying that women say, I'm happy at home. I don't want to change my situation at home, but I want something else as far as sexually or whatever out there. And, you know, there's always maybe you think a better looking man than what you have. There's always a better looking woman than what you have. You'll see her out there and everything. But the thing is that she may not have the personality and everything that your wife or your girlfriend has, and vice versa. He may not have the personality and everything that your husband has. Okay? He may be a woman hater. He maybe not a hater, but he may be a woman beater. You don't know that. Okay? You don't know that. But, you know, once you sleep with a guy, he may be crazy. I don't know if you guys, I just saw that movie, the Perfect Guy with Morris Chestnut, Sanaa Lathan, and I don't know the other guy's name, but he's been in a lot of different stuff. And this guy was just, he was a psycho. He was crazy. And she got caught up in his charm, and she ended up sleeping with him not long after after meeting him. And then that just blew everything out of the water. But of course she hadn't got to know him, so she didn't know that he was a psychopath. Right? She didn't know that he was a psychopath. And because of that, you know, he just caused her unthinkable problems. And she and Morris Chestnut had just broken up or something. And he even ended up killing Morris Chestnut. So you never know what you're getting yourself into. But you know exactly what you have at home. So I don't recommend it on either side as far as getting into a relationship or sleeping with another woman, sleeping with another man. It's just really, really going down a bad path. Okay? Now, if you have separated from your wife, or you and your girlfriend broke up or whatever, and you're out there looking for something, that's a different story. Okay? And again, you know, we don't want a woman who will run home with me tonight and sleep with me. If I'm looking for a woman, I don't want a woman like that. Okay? Because I think she's done the same thing maybe the night before with another guy. And the same thing with women. Women who grab a guy and he want to sleep with him that night is just think it's bad, guys. But But anyway, I'm having internet connection problems, guys, and I don't know what's going on. I have someone at the house who's someone's doing some work at the house, and I believe something has happened there. I got to go and check on it and see what happened. But I'm gonna go ahead and close the show because I can't see you guys now. I'm doing a blind show right now, but I'm going to go ahead and close the show and tell you guys I appreciate you listening in. I hope you got something out of the show today. Take care of yourselves. Have a terrific Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, right? Have a terrific Tuesday. Take care of yourselves, guys. And again, take care of your families. Don't worry about Donald Trump because he's not worried about you. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.